The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
When Nick was a comedian, he tweets at Nick Salins.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Dan Cummins. Brenda, you know Dan, obviously. Dan's going to be on the phone a little later on this morning. Dan's due at the Funny Bone, right?
September, I'm told.
All right.
I got a tentative schedule from Colleen.
You're going to do 10 shows, 4 people per show. I have no idea.
Yep.
It's going to cost you $300, but it's a personal show. I don't know what
it'll be a good show.
Yeah, right. I did finally click on a Delta schedule yesterday. Not going anywhere, but it's on my app, so I just check it out. And the same flights I've been checking out forever have dropped tremendously. Finally. But nobody's flying, so.
I mean, yeah. Do they offer as many flights?
Still a bunch on there, but aren't you afraid if you book it, they're just going to cancel it?
Well, yeah, but that's why I go with Southwest, yep. Because, you know, there's no cancellation.
No, but if they cancel it, though, in pandemic thing, they would just put you on a, yeah. You know, I mean, if they cancel it, there's no change
for
you.
Oh, yeah. I think
if
I
they
got,
cancel the flight, there's no change for you.
I got some
even
credit
for Delta, right?
With Delta. Because when the S hit the fan, yeah. I was supposed to go to Salt Lake City after Phoenix, and I was booked on Delta. Yeah. And yeah, they did drop.
I'm afraid to go to a restaurant. Think I'm hopping on a plane?
No. It's pandemic pricing.
Yes, it is. What's up? Who else had Don Shula there, Craig?
Some of the 59 players that had the 90-year-old Don Shula include, but are not limited to, Colfax Mingo, Colleen's three-hole punch gets a hit.
Oh, I got to break that back out.
Yeah. Well, for Colleen's fourth hole.
Yep.
Who would that be?
The next person that had Don Shula.
Oh, okay.
It's Colleen's fourth hole, really?
Yeah.
Colleen's going to call and check on that one.
Yeah.
Where's your fourth hole, Colleen?
For her sake, I hope she's not up yet.
I think we're going to leave the creamy after alone.
Three holes, no waiting.
Why does she say that again? I even lost it. Remember it.
She's quoting the Shrews.
That's right.
Three holes, no waiting.
Thank you, Nick.
And after Susan would, oh my, I got your boys down right here. I miss them. They haven't been around forever.
I know. Well, they retired.
I think they did.
They retired, yeah.
They quit.
Yeah.
Or retiring is probably a better way to put it.
Yeah, they did retire, actually.
Crimson and Clover and Lloyd.
I've always loved that name. It's been a while since I've heard it, too.
I like that one, too.
I don't know why. It's just funny as hell.
Ed Don Shula. Cyclone Donkey Punch gets a hit. Daddy Pecker Cheese gets a hit.
Daddy Pecker Cheese.
Yeah. As does Dave the Duck. Dave the Duck is the duck that was banging all the other
but
ducks.
But there's a second Dave's a Duck name. It was the Dead Duck's Penis. Is that what
something
it was called?
Like that.
Dave's Dead Duck Penis, I think, was what it was.
Oh, Deb Fisher's Red Dildo rearing its ugly head once again.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a piece of crap.
But it plays the Husker fight song.
Of course it does.
Denver Donkey fan. Dirty Vajankle Party gets a hit, as does the Double Dong Tug of War.
All right. Congratulations, you had Don Shula.
He always just seemed like a decent dude.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
That's what you hear, is nothing bad about the guy.
No. He's pretty stern, though, with his players, they said, but he was a good guy.
No, but nobody seems to hate him.
No, it doesn't seem that way. Somebody got cut by him. Somebody hates him. Somebody hates him. If you're in any kind of sport or any kind of business, somebody's going to hate you. Yeah.
Some old coach of the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nobody's really speaking up about it.
Well, they're not going to say, hey, he cut me in 1975. I hate that bastard. But they're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody is.
Oh, you'd think somebody would have tweeted that out by now.
Yeah.
Now, from what I heard yesterday, it sounded like Larry Zonka. Those guys would still run through a brick wall for that guy.
They didn't cut those guys. I'm talking about every. You find the best coach in the world, somebody that played sports with that guy hates him because they think they got screwed over by him, no matter who they are.
The dude that was almost on the undefeated
team.
Whatever.
Anybody, you know. I thought I should have started. Didn't think I should have started.
By comparison, the guys who didn't get cut by Belichick sound like they don't even like him.
I know. Exactly.
That's true. I mean, look.
I know. That's what. Because I've been reading more stuff. I think we're talking way too much sports last first 2 hours for no sports going on. But I did hear they talk about every time you hear Gronk talking, he said he didn't have any fun.
Yeah.
He had no fun except for when he played on the field.
He hasn't quite come out and said Belichick sucks, but he's kind of danced around
it. Yeah, big time.
It was hard to play there. It wasn't any fun, you know.
Well, Brady's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's why they're leaving.
Yeah.
That's why they're gone.
If he was a good coach,
that's why they're winning.
They'd all stay
there. They won. That's why they won as well.
This isn't fun. Thanks for all the rings, but boring.
No, the complaint that seems to come out of those Gronk and Brady, they weren't having any fun, and they didn't feel appreciated.
Right.
Nobody wants to work under those conditions.
Nobody does.
They don't.
Even the best quarterback ever.
That feels like
my next job. But there's something to it.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're still going to have Brady. They say they're going to tank to get
Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence, yeah. I read that article yesterday.
Well, and Belichick's been so good for so long that if they tank, people will be like, oh, this is his master plan.
I know.
And they'll just be like, he sucks.
Yeah.
The Eta Aquarids, I have no idea if I'm saying that right.
Sounds.
Meteor shower is going to be visible tonight. This phenomenon occurs when the Earth passes through Halley's Comet's tail. It's Halley.
I know, but everybody else calls it Halley's Comet.
They're wrong.
Well, I call it Halley's Comet.
Again.
Right. What do you know about pronunciation?
Yeah, it's Uranus, too, by the way, but we call it Uranus.
No, it's Uranus.
Yes, it is.
A similar Halley's Comet-related event called the Orionids meteor shower happens in October. NASA says the meteors in the comet's debris trail hit when the Earth goes through Halley's orbit. The report says the meteors hit our atmosphere at nearly 150,000 miles an hour, which is why they turn out to produce such an amazing shooting stars display.
Who's up for that, Todd? You waking up for that?
I wish I could.
What time does that happen?
Well, usually when it's dark. Usually when we should be sleeping.
Thanks, space expert. Yeah.
This will peak around the 5th and the 6th. The flower moon, just a few days after, may impede viewing during peak days, but the shower is active during most of May, so maybe you can get lucky a few days before and after as well.
Hold it off for the weekend.
Yeah. They never schedule these on a weekend.
They should schedule them.
Like a nice, clear weekend night.
Or again, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm already up. Show it to me then.
Right. Still have to walk out of the house, so.
That's true. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
There's a meteor shower outside. Check it out. Nah.
I got to go outside.
Right. I'm sitting here.
But ideally.
I'm sitting here.
Who goes outside?
Yeah.
You would have to get in a car and drive away from light pollution, you know, for the best view.
All right. I don't want
to
do that.
And it's tough to get away from the light pollution of a full moon.
Especially at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. On a cloudless
night. That light pollution at 2 in the afternoon is really bright. It's
like even the total eclipse there a couple of years ago, like I was outside for maybe 90 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't even go out. I don't think I went out.
Put on my little glasses and went, there it is.
Oh, I think I walked out for about 30 seconds.
I'm
going to
go take a nap.
That's when Todd and Craig took the road trip.
Right.
Yes, we did.
The path of totality.
We were in the path of totality.
Remember road trips? Remember those?
You can still do a road trip.
You can.
You can't go anywhere.
You have to turn around and come back.
But home.
Right.
Not just the path of totality. We were in the middle of the path of totality.
That's right. We were.
I was not, and I was fine with it.
Yeah, I was totally fine with it. But that's okay. You guys had a good time.
Oh, no.
Glad you guys got the bond.
It was an unforgettable experience.
Wieners out.
Yeah.
Craig navigating through the back roads because the major highways were filled up going to the path of totality. So we took back roads all the way.
Geek, 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 geeks.
Yeah, we shouldn't have brought this up.
Yeah, we should have.
No.
When I was in elementary school, there was an eclipse, and they made it seem like that was the only time that was ever going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah,
and now they just seem to pop up every once in a while.
When I was in elementary school,
I feel
too,
like I was lied to.
There was an eclipse then, too, when I was in elementary school. I remember that, all freaking out. Don't look at it. You'll go blind. I thought it was the only time it was ever going to happen, too.
Now
it happens.
No, it's
and Trump looked straight up into it, by the way.
Remember that? Total eclipse. Dumbass.
He did.
It's only happened a couple times in our lifetime.
That's correct.
And there's another one coming up. 2022?
Oh, the world's over by then.
We'll be fine.
Well, the murder hornets are going to get us.
And some of those total eclipses, don't they happen? Like, you can see them, but only if you're in the middle of Africa.
Or, right.
You know, it doesn't always pass through where you're at.
Right.
Right. This one happened to go across the entire United States. That's why it was special. So what can we do about the murder hornets? Are we ahead of the curve on this one?
Go inside.
I'm not worried about it. I got too much.
Well,
you should be.
No, I'm not be like worried about the super volcano. I can't do anything about it. I can do something about coronavirus. I can stay in the house.
No, they can obviously do something about the murder hornets. You can kill them. You can stop the spread somehow. I guarantee you they're more on top of this than they are the virus.
Well, it's because the president's not in charge.
Yeah, but from what I was reading, they said like if you see them, just run away. Run away.
Apparently, there are a lot of people who are reporting sightings of the Asian murder hornet, but many of those sightings are false because they are mistaking the Asian giant hornet with the European hornet. The European hornet is larger and less lethal.
Yeah, if you get that close to them, too, it's too late, right?
Are they actually called murder hornets?
Yes.
Yeah, that's their nickname.
Why isn't a shark like a murder fish then?
Right, exactly.
It doesn't want to murder you. It just wants to make sure it doesn't want to murder you.
It just can't.
Right. Well, that'll make you feel better.
Yeah, it just wants to make sure that you don't taste good.
Like, how you don't, you're dead.
I guarantee you, there's some guy with bees out there that totally denies the virus, but he's taking this murder horn thing seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
They're going to wreck his little bee farm.
We can see the murder hornets.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
An emergency plan for Louisiana's delayed spring elections was approved by the Louisiana State Legislature after Republican lawmakers rolled back an expansion of mail-in ballots for people concerned about the virus.
So Republicans don't want you to vote.
So they rolled back the expansion of mail-in ballots. The way that the lawmakers in Louisiana did that was by voting by mail. So they wanted to expand mail-in voting.
Right.
And by mail, the voters or the Republican lawmakers said no.
By mail.
Yeah. By mail. Yeah.
Of course, they're scumbags. They are, man. They don't want you to vote.
Yeah, voting by mail doesn't work as I mail this ballot in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Haven't people been voting by mail forever?
I do. I do a bunch of times. And Trump actually gave some award to a postal worker in the White House about a week ago. And during the speech, it was under the radar because he said these dumb things. He said, yeah, he also delivers a lot of mail-in ballots. And Trump, like a week before that, said, I don't want people to mail. Yeah. They, what?
Yeah. It's too much.
It's stupid. It is too much, Nick. Exactly. And I'm over it.
I got a thing to, the primary here is, what, a week from today.
Right. Right.
And
yeah, mailed in that.
I got a form to request a mail-in ballot, and it's like, oh, it was due yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
But it was also, you could have mailed in, right, exactly.
No, I got it a day, I got it like the day after it was due.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that like a month ago.
Yeah, I always thought that was the idea of an election, to get as many people to vote as possible.
No, it's not.
And this is how you get as many people to vote as possible, by giving them options.
They've been suppressing minority vote for years, Republicans.
Yeah. It's about getting the right people to vote. Yep.
Thank you, Puss.
Not everybody, Todd. That's crazy.
But a lot of countries, Election Day is kind of a holiday.
Yes, it is. Virginia made it a holiday.
A lot of times they do it on the weekends so people can actually get out to vote.
They're lazy pussies. We work here.
That just makes it easier to go somewhere else and vote.
Oh, that's it.
Well, then you got all day.
Yeah. You too. Assault-style weapons are being banned in Canada.
Good for them. Good for them. One big mass murder, so now we're done with these. I saw that going around the social media.
The ban on the trade and use of assault-style guns starts immediately in Canada.
You can have your shotguns, your handguns, and your rifles, but assault-style should not be in the hands of regular dudes.
There's a two-year amnesty period. And so now there's rules around that.
Weren't there like dozens of different kinds?
Yeah, there is a bunch of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had that conversation with people. I'm like, AR-15. They're like, well, it's actually a 14.
They're weapons of war. They're all weapons. I know, I get that. They're weapons of war.
Yeah, it's dumb. Like, I bet it's fun to drive a tank.
Yeah.
But you can't just drive a tank down the street.
Nope. That's a good analogy.
I'm sure it is fun.
Pussy.
Yeah. Just tearing through the drive-thru.
Thank goodness the Senate is back at work.
Oh, yeah. Good for them.
Things are going to start happening now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, because the House is not back at work.
Ah.
Because the House of Representatives talked to health experts about getting going again. The Senate talked to politicians about going again.
Thank you, Craig, for reading to the bottom of that. I saw that, too.
That's just all there is. Who are you listening to, health experts or politicians?
I was texting.
That depends on how you're how you view this whole thing.
Ha, 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 ha.
We can see where you got your information.
You go to the people that give you the answer you want to hear.
Right.
We can see where you got your information. Nicolas Cage is going to assume the role of Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
The TV version, right? It's going to be a dude. You know,
the TV version.
This is going to be like when they did the. Remember, they did three different versions of the Long Island Lolita.
The Amy Fisher story.
Yeah, there were three different TV versions of her. One was Drew Barrymore, one was Alyssa Milano, and one was some girl that was not that famous. And this is what this is going to be. There's going to be more of these. Because I saw Kevin Bacon is in talks to do it theater.
No, that's right. Yeah. I did see that. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, that one's in theater. So that's a movie.
Yeah. So
this is an 8-episode CBS series.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I think it's going to be hard to pull off because that show is insane.
Whack, right. It's insane anyway. But a lot of times they'd like to script things like that. It is insane.
But lucky they got Nick Cage. He's usually pretty picky.
Yeah.
He didn't just do everything.
He's also a good actor, though. He'll pull it off.
Oh, he is. I love Nick Cage.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too.
But he's, you know, since he, what did he do? He owed the IRS money or something,
wasn't it?
Well, he had,
like, seven mansions around the world, and he had to get rid of a couple of them to pay bills.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's made a lot of money and spends a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's
a notorious overspender.
Yeah. Of late, he's been in a situation where he just has had to do everything.
He had, like, a castle in England he had to sell.
Then you have to sell the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, he did. He did that too.
I told you. I saw he has when we were in New Orleans, we went on the cemetery tour.
Yeah,
and they showed this
place
there. There was this weird pyramid shaped monument in the cemetery, and they said Nick Cage owns that.
Does he really?
Okay. Paid $500,000.
That's where he's going to go, huh?
That's where, but he had to get like special permission from the diocese to buy it.
$500,000.
But he spent $500,000 on a little. Yeah. Mausoleum for himself.
Well, just recently he and his girlfriend went to look at it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they had pictures of him there in New Orleans looking at it. It was around the time of
Mardi Gras. He likes the Asian chicks, too. I think she's Asian. Yeah. She's Asian, of course. Yeah.
And there's a lovely story about a kid out of Ogden, Utah. Utah State Police say they caught a 5-year-old.
This is crazy.
Driving his parents' car down the freeway.
Five.
He got into an argument with his parents. They wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Kids and like- so he decided that he's in Utah. He decides that he's going to go to his sister's house in California, and he's going to buy a damn Lamborghini for himself.
All of us had a five-year-old.
Screw you guys. I'm going to California to buy a Lamborghini.
How big was this kid?
He's five. How big could he be?
How's he touching the gas pedal and seeing
that?
I don't know. I don't think.
How is he operating a vehicle?
Even the biggest five-year-old can't see above
the steering
wheel.
Police stopped him on the interstate. They thought he was. At first, they thought he was a drunk driver. They stopped him on the interstate where he reportedly said he was going to go to California and buy the damn car for himself. Officers first thought that the driver was just impaired. They said on the Twitter that despite his plans. Well, they said, well, how much money you got, kid? Mm-hmm. He opens up his wallet and shows him the $3 he's got and says he's buying a damn Lamborghini.
That kid's going places.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is, too. Probably jail.
Yeah.
I think he might be heading down that road eventually.
This isn't his first run-in with there. It's not his last run-in with the law.
I don't think so either. So I don't know how he does it. We've all had five-year-olds, and they don't – they can barely –
They don't try.
Yeah. They don't try.
Right. Not well.
You're still teaching them to balance a two-wheeler at five, you know?
I think he set a precedent. Now he can get away with anything.
Yeah.
You light the garage on fire. At least you're not stealing the car and going to California.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.